We are learning Maseches Ksuvos Daf Kuf Yud Amud Beis, and we're getting the Mishnah on bottom of Kuf Yud Amud Aleph. We are finished with the two halachas of Chanon, the seven halachas of Admon. Now we're going to go into a new Indian. Sholosh Haratzos L'Nesu'in. When it comes to Nesu'in, there are three different halakim of Eretz Yisrael: Yehuda, Ve'eva Yarden, Ve'Hagolu. Aim with Siyam Me'ir Le'ir Mekrach Lekrach. You can't force your wife to move with you from one part of Eretz Yisrael to another part of Eretz Yisrael, from an ear to ear, even from an ear to a city, one city to another city, from a krach to a krach. But in the same region, let's say in Yehuda, then may see him ear to ear, krach krach. You can tell your wife, Herzachain, I want to move, and she has to move with him. Both ways, they both, if they want to move, they can force each other to move from ear to ear, krach krach. What's the difference? If going from a city to city, or krach to krach. A krach is bigger than a city. A krach is like a Manhattan, and an ear is like a city like Lakewood. That's what it means. So a krach is like the big city, and the ear is a small city. So you'd rather force someone to move from ear to ear, krach to krach. Avon, loy me'ir lekrach, loy me'krach le'ir. But if you're living in the ear, you can't force them to move to a krach. I mean, after a krach to ear, and then we'll explain what's the gains of each one. The another halacha is, when a place where you're allowed to move, mitzia menova arol enova yafa. You could move from a shvacher climate to a better climate. Nova arol enova, according to Rashi Vedur Kama, means where the mezayin, where the food there is cheaper, or it's a better avira there for the food. Like upon him, you let him go to a better place. If that place you're moving to, it's worse, the food is more expensive, then I can be ma'akev for moving there. Rashi Meir Omer, you can't even force someone to go from nova ra nova yafa. Sometimes a change of the place could make someone sick. We'll see. The Gemara says that shinu avesis is highly. Sometimes you go to a new climate, it might be worse for you, and therefore, even if it's better, you can't force the person to move. So, Zakta Gemara, Bishlam Makrach Le'ir, we understand you can't force someone to move from the Manhattan to Lakewood, the Bekrach Shichi Komili. In the big city, you have everything you want. Be'ir Le Shichi. And in a small city, I don't know if Lakewood's a good example, but Be'ir Le Shichi, the small city, is not as Shichi, all the big things you want. Le Shichi Komili. Elam, Be'ir Le Krach My Time. Why in the world wouldn't you want to live, move to the big city? So tomorrow I'll tell you why. Living in the big cities is hard. Shanem, it says in the Pasuk, by the second base of Mikdash, when they came back, when Ezra brought back the people, they gave a bracha to anyone who was willing to donate, literally means, to be maskim, to move to Yerushalayim. Because to move to the big city has its drawbacks. What's the drawbacks? So Rashi. Rashi, the first Rashi on the Gemara. Everyone lives there. It's very stuffy. The houses are very close to each other. There's no ear. In a city, there's gardens, there's orchards. You have a front yard, a backyard. And therefore, we hear the mila of the ear, the suburbs, over the big city. Says that when you move in Nova, Ha'ra'al, Nova Yafa, it might be a problem. My boydik, like what has it harm you? Kedushmul, I'm a shmul. Shinu vesa tchilas chayim v'ayim. Changing your schedule, changing your normal routine is the beginning of chayim v'ayim. That's the facts. And it bring a raya from a certain drasha. Cost of Sefer Ben Sira. It's written in Sefer Ben Sira on the pasuk in Mishlei that says, "Kol yimei ani ram." All the days of an ani are bad. And Frank the Sefer Ben Sira, Veika Shabbos V'yom Tovim. L'chari, there are Shabbos V'yom Tovim that are pretty geshmak for ani. He has geshmak of food. So Gemara says, Kedushmul, Dom Shmul, Shinu Vesas Tchil Chayil Mayim. The whole week he eats some whole wheat barley bread, and then on Shabbos, he eats all this fancy food. It's not good for the stomach. Therefore, Kol Yimei Ani Ra'im, because even on Shabbos, he suffers from stomach ailments. Ben Sira Emer Af Leilois, even the nights are no good. Why? Because Bishval Gagim Gagai, he lives in the lower end of the city, the bottom of the city where the swamps, and his business they put on the highest place, the highest place to get. Uvimaraim Harim Karmai, and on top of the mountains is his vineyard. So when it rains, he gets the worst of both worlds. Mimata Gagim Lagagai, when it rains, all the rain lands on top of his roof, and Uma Afa Karmai Kramim, and when it rains, all the the soil from his vineyards comes down the mountain and goes to everyone else. So, Kol Yimei Ani Ram, he always gets the worst of everything. Like upon him, that's, we just brought that in just to show you this idea of Shinu Vesas Chole Ma'ayim.
Interesting that Ani owns vineyards.
Yeah, he has to make a panasa. Zok the Mishnah. Hakol Malin Le'eretz Yisrael. You can force someone to move to Eretz Yisrael. That means if you're a married couple, each of the spouses could force the other one to move to Eretz Yisrael. And he doesn't want to move. She doesn't want to move. I'm moving. You don't want to move. You give a get. And we add a ksuba. Ve'ein akol metzien. But you can't be mitzi. Same thing. You can't force someone to leave Eretz Yisrael. If you want to leave Eretz Yisrael, you have to give a get with a ksuba. And you can't force anyone to leave Eretz Yisrael. Hakol mal in Yerushalayim. Ve'ein akol metzien. Even the chiddush like this. Even Yerushalayim over Eretz Yisrael, I can force someone to move there. And I can't be mitzi from Yerushalayim. What's the pshat? Bishlam Eretz Yisrael, there's a tzad in the Rishonim, there's a mitzvah Yisrael Eretz Yisrael. What's going on in Yerushalayim? Zok Ramosha Feinstein in Drosh Moshe in Parash Vescharan on the Pasuk Ebrona, he says that Yerushalayim, the Kedusha, is bigger than the rest of Eretz Yisrael, and it's a mitzvah to live in a place that's more Kaddish. And therefore, I could force someone to move from Eretz Yisrael, from Beitar to Yerushalayim. What's the one that's reading this, sir? Right, it's there is not going to Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is different. There is from Yehuda to Galil or Eir Yarden, but Yerushalayim is a different rule. Yerushalayim is a different rule. Just like Chutz La'aretz Yisrael. Luck is from Chutz La'aretz Yisrael, even if it's a worse city, it makes a difference. Chutz La'aretz Yisrael you can force. Echad Anoshim ve'echad Anoshim. Because both men or women, like we spoke out, either one could force the other one. Another halacha, Anoshim Yishu Be'aretz Yisrael, Vigir Yishu Be'aretz Yisrael. If someone married a wife in Eretz Yisrael and gave a get to Eretz Yisrael, which money do you use? Eretz Yisrael digging money or the place where you are? You give dollars or shekel? Anoshim Yishu Be'aretz Yisrael, Vigir Yishu Be'aretz Yisrael. Anoshim Yishu Be'aretz Yisrael, you give shkolim. Anoshim Yishu Be'aretz Yisrael, Vigir Yishu Be'aretz Yisrael. You married an Yishu Be'aretz Yisrael, which sounds like the Shibud happened in Eretz Yisrael for the Ksuba, and you gave a get in Kaputkia. We'll just make it dollars. And they gave a get in Kaputkia. Noislam Moisar Yisrael, you give shkolim. Even though you're standing now in Kaputkia, which uses dollars, you give shkolim. Nosi Shib in Kaputkia, where the Shiva was in Kaputkia, of a Gersh Yisrael, you give a get in Yisrael. Noislam Moisar Yisrael, you give shkolim. It's Chari Tastira. The Gemara doesn't ask. Chari Tastira. Where you go, was it a Shiva or was it a Gavia? Was it the payment or was it where the Shiva was? Sounds like you always go with shkolim. Shemir, I mean, no Yisrael Moisar Kaputkia. You go, was it a Shiva? If you got married in Kaputkia, you made the Ksuba in Kaputkia, you have to give dollars. If you marry someone in Kaputka and you got a divorce in Kaputka, not someone in Kaputka, give money in Kaputka because there you have both. That's Pasha. Because there you got married there, you're paying there. That's Pasha. You give money in Kaputka. Where is Kaputka? Someplace near Turkey, Pashas. Someplace near Turkey. Obviously, a chutzlart. So, what's the Gemara? Hakol Malin says I can force everyone to go to Eretz Yisrael. What's Hakol Malin? Lasuya Avodim. It's coming to Marba Avodim. Rashi says means the Eved Ivri. You had an Eved Ivri. The Eved Ivri has to come with you to Eretz Yisrael. Lamantan Avodim Mehediel. If you know the Yom, it says, Echra Noshim, Echra Noshim, Echra Avodim Mehediel. What's it coming to Marba? Lasuyim I. Lasuyim Anova Yafa, Lyav Anova Ra. Even can force you from Anova Yafa to Anova Ra, a good climate to a bad climate, can force you to move to Eretz Yisrael. Veina Kol Metzim. And you can't mitzi anyone. Lasuy Mai, what's the talk? What's the name of the Marba? Lasuy is going to be Marba. Eved, this is Eved Kanani. Shabarach Gus Laurus Laurus. You have an Eved Kanani that ran away. You own him. He ran away from your house and went there to Israel. The law is you cannot take him out of Israel. Ah, you live in Chutz Laurus. What are you going to do? Damrin Lay, Zab Nehacha, sell him in Israel. Vazil, Mashim Shiva Israel. Says, sell him here and buy a new Eved because Shiva Israel says, I cannot take someone out of Israel. Once he runs to Israel, I cannot take him out of Israel. Hakol Mal in Yerushalayim. What's Hakol Asuyim Ay? Lasuyim Nov Yochel Rav. Same type of idea. Lasuyim Nov Yochel Rav. In a Kometzim, you can't be mitzvah anyone. Lasuyim Ay. So Tosfos asks, why didn't I say Laasuye Eved that ran to Yerushalayim that I can't take him out? So Tosfos that by Eved is different because by Eved you don't want too many Avodim in Yerushalayim because of Yuchsim. So they would talk if you might say Eved from Yerushalayim. So what's Kometzim might to teach us? My Lasuye Film Nov Arol Nov Yafa. That even Nov Arol Nov Yafa. Even if you go into a better place, Eretz Yisrael, the law is, you can't take my Eretz Yisrael. And the Gemara is bothered, that's not really a chiddush. Madach, when I'm going in, I can take you from another Yafal Yidara. Of course, out, I can't do that. But I did, Tani Reisha, Yimitziyam, Tosam, Yimitziyam, Echanam, it's not a chiddush. Tana Rabbanu, we're going to elaborate on this halacha. Tana Rabbanu, who am I lalos? They're having an argument, a husband and wife. He says, we got to go to Eretz Yisrael. via marriage, Shoy Lalas. He says, she says, no, I like it over here. I have my family here. I don't want to leave. Koyfenoyse Lalas. We force her to go. Vim Lav, she doesn't want to go. Teitze Beloy Ksuba. She goes that way out of Ksuba. So there is a Chubas Radaz talks about a case where someone, he had a big Ksuba. He said, you know, let's make a fight. Move to Eretz Yisrael. She says, nothing doing. So they got a get out of Ksuba. He moved to Eretz Yisrael. Went, you know, to Sroskin for a year, then can move back. They move back to America after a year, and he got his get, got rid of his get. Good idea, no? Then the law is, he made him remarry a lady over there, in that case, the Radaz. But you can't do that. You have to really move. What?
Did you say which case?
You want to force your wife not to pay a big suba? Say you're moving to Eretz Yisrael, and you really have no tzad to move to Eretz Yisrael. But you say you're moving, and she doesn't want to move. You give her a get, no suba. You move to Eretz Yisrael for a year and come back.
The
coin has a problem, yeah. He had Maris Lalois, woman Shloy Lalois. If she says she wants to go and he says, no, I'm not going, Koy Maris Lalois, we force him to go. From Lav Yeritzi to Ksuba, he has to give a get with a Ksuba. He and Maris Lalois want to leave, she wants to leave. He who married Shloy Lalois, Koy Maris Shloy Lalois, to force her not to leave. From Lav takes to Ksuba, you go out with a Ksuba. Who and Maris Lalois, who and Maris Lalois, he wants to leave, she doesn't want to leave, Koy Maris Lalois, you force him not to leave. From Lav Yeritzi to Ksuba, he has to give a Ksuba. Said, if you marry an Isha in Eretz Yisrael, you get divorced in Kaputkia, you give Shkolim. You get married in Kaputkia, you get divorced in Eretz Yisrael, you give Shkolim. So, how good for Kasha? Ketani, Nasi Isha, Eretz Yisrael, Vagirsha, Vakavutkia, Nasla, Mois, Eretz Yisrael, Alma, Basha, Shibuda, Azdini, go Basha, Shiva, Basha, the place where you have the Chayiv, where you have Chayiv yourself. Amy Seifa, Nasi Isha, Vakavutkia, Vagirsha, Eretz Yisrael, Nasla, Mois, Eretz Yisrael, Alma, Basha, Gavain, Azdini, go Basha, where you're collecting, so make up your mind. I'm a rabbi, you're right, we're not making up our mind. Mekule ksuba shanukan, it's a kula ksuba, kusava ksuba derabbanan. We hold ksuba derabbanan, therefore go to kula, and therefore Allah is, you go basar wherever you are, either a shibur or gavaina, whatever is the kula, because, like I didn't speak out, that the kaputka is bigger than the money of Eretz Yisrael, and therefore you go in the kula and giving the shkalim, which are worth less than the money of kaputka. Shem Gamil says, no, you go wash the Shibud, right? Shem Gamil, I'm not the Moise Kavutka. Kesava Ksuva the Raisa. He holds Ksuva the Raisa and you go wash the Shibud. Tano Abon, look at the Raisa. Hamoitzi Shtar Choyv al Chaveru. You might see a Shtar Choyv on your friend and doesn't say what type of. So let's read it. Let's read exactly. Kosav Boy Bavel. If it says Bavel, that means the Shtar was written in Bavel, Shiva is in Bavel. Magvei on Moise Bavel. You have to pay Moise Bavel. Kosav Boy is a Shal. Magvei on Moise Shal. Kosav by Stam doesn't say anything in the Shtar. It depends where you take it out. It's here by Bavel, Magvei Mois Bavel. You give money to Bavel. It's here by Shal, Magvei Mois Bavel Shal. Kosav by Kesav Stam. It just says silver coins. But it doesn't say what. It doesn't say if it's a Selah, if it's a Pundian, if it's an Isser. It doesn't say what. So Halacha is Yad Bal Ashtar Al Tachtoina. And all you collect is the smallest silver coin, which is Isserim. Masherot Loiva Magvei. Whatever he wants to pay, he can pay. Whatever he wants to pay, he can pay. This halacha of the Braisa is not applied to Ksuba. Hey, what's that going on? In the Raisa it says, you go bust to the Shibud, but Ksuba is not like that. You go bust to the Shibud. According to us, you go bust to which one's more kuladik, the Shibud or the place where you're collecting, we all Ksuba there are button, and you go bust to wherever where you're collecting or the thing, which is less. Whatever Loiva wants to pay, he can pay even small coins like Isserin. If it said Kesef, it means silver bars. On Rav Loza, the cost of Matvei, it says coins. So if it's coins, maybe it's Prutus. On Rav Papa, Priti Kasva Avdinchi. You don't make Prutus out of silver. Here it says silver coins. You don't make Prutus. Prutus are made out of copper, not out of silver. Tana Rabbanon, look at the Braisa. Lo oylom yoda odom Eretz Yisrael. A person is always mistadel to live in Eretz Yisrael. I feel be irish ruvim chavim, even if it's a city full of goyim. By yod v'chus la'aretz, I feel be irish ruvim yisrael. You shouldn't live in chus la'aretz, even in Mano, even fully Yisrael. You don't move into chus la'aretz. You should definitely live in Eretz Yisrael. Why? Shekol ador beretz Yisrael doyim mikvish yisrael eleka. Ain't living in Eretz Yisrael. Kili has a god. V'chol ador v'chus la'aretz doyim mikvish yisrael eleka. Like he doesn't have a god. Shenam says in the pasuk. Lost says to say for Yikro, Ani Hashem Akechem Asher Tzeisi Eschem Eretz Yisrael. Lost is Lachem as Eretz Kanaan. Lio is Lachem Leilakim to be for you a God. So it's mashma that only in Eretz Yisrael. Freit the Gemara, is that true? V'chol she'in adore Eretz ein lo yaleka. You know Hashem's not everywhere. El loy malach called adore v'chol tzaretz ki ilu oived oived chavim. It's like you served oived chavim. And the reason is because the avira in Chutz La'aretz causes a person to be mushpa from its surroundings. It says also in the pasuk in Sefer Shmuel, it says that the kigereshuni hayoy mistabeich panachas Hashem leimor lecha v'lekem acherim elhim acherim. Said you threw me out of the nachas Hashem, out of Eretz Yisrael, and you told me go serve elhim acherim. So someone told him to serve elhim acherim, just told him to leave. Everyone leaves Eretz Yisrael, it's Ki'ilu, he is Oyvid Chachavim. Now, Taisus speaks out, very important Taisus. Taisus who Malalis, you can't leave out saying over this Taisus. It says there, fight, the spouse will fight over here. Well, I want to go to Eretz Yisrael, you don't go to Eretz Yisrael. You can force someone to go to Eretz Yisrael. It's like Taisus. Ain't no Yigviz Manazah. The Ika Sakonis Derachim. The Sakonis Derachim. That's one shot. But in Rabbeinu Chaim, the Achzor in mitzvah lo deretz Yisrael, ki yesh kamo mitzvahs atluyis ba'aretz, ve kamo inchim, the inner yochem v'zor b'hem l'am v'leim. We can't do the mitzvahs of Eretz Yisrael. Very interesting, Rabbeinu Chaim Kohen, obviously. And either reason, so this is a huge sugya. If it's a mitzvah today, can I force someone today? This Taisus is the place you start. Ayin the Rishayim, Ayin the Halacha. Big shot if you can force someone, but just you have to read that Taisus, right? There's two svaras, either al sakana or al the mitzvahs atluyis ba'aretz.